You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio for the Shuswap, by the Shuswap, and about the Shuswap. Community radio is powered by volunteers and fueled by our sponsors and your generous donations. Find out how you can help keep the music playing by checking out voiceoftheshuswap.ca or phone 250-463-5026. Join us and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week, live in the Shoe Swap, went mobile up to Ashton Creek and visited Lorenzo's, where the Sons of Bitumen gathered all their friends for an intimate evening of top-notch roots music. The instigators were none other than Sam Masterton on voice, guitar, resonator, and lap steel, with Jake Verberg on electric guitar. Just prior to the break, you heard Half Gone, one of Sam's compositions. Up next, Masterton will introduce a traditional instrumental. But first, I ask Sam about his passion for the tone bar.
Dobro and lap steel guitar, how'd you get into that?
I was snowboarding and somebody gave me a compilation CD with a Ben Harper tune on it.
Okay.
Ben Harper, Gold to Me, that tune, Gold to Me. And I just fell in love with the sound and went to HMV and bought Ben Harper's album and then ran into the Ward Music and I said, there's a picture of him holding a slide and I said, I need one of these. And the guy, he said, that's a tone bar. And he dug around and he had one. And that was in 96.
Had you been playing or 97. Guitar before that?
I'd been playing, picking flat top, yeah. And you know, writing a bit and that kind of stuff, and then it just totally consumed me. Yeah, completely and utterly consumed me for a few years.
Apart from Ben Harper, who else are some of your guitar heroes on?
Oh, Kelly Joe Phelps.
Okay.
Would be right up there. Billy Cardine, a dobro player from Asheville, North Carolina. Scary Jerry, Rob Ikes. You know, by default, you end up into the bluegrass, picking bluegrass tunes. And David Lindley, another great player. And then you go into the pedal steel world, and I can see him right now. Robert Randolph.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Robert Randolph. He's just insanely talented. And but I would say Kelly Joe Phelps was probably the biggest influence on my direction.
Yeah.
Saw him 5 or 6 times, and actually my dad went and saw him at Richards on Richards when they still had it in Vancouver, and he bought the CD and he woke me up. I had already been playing dobro, and he woke me up and said, Sam, come here, you gotta check this out. And so like 12 at night he brought me down and put on his album Roll Away the Stone, and it's just like, it's still one of my favorite albums.
Woo! Everyone's got a Beveraggio. Everyone's a happy camper. This one's called Son Ho Dorono, and it's an Irish prayer. Thank you. Thank you.
Where do you think your songs come from? What kind of inspirations do you have?
You know, I always get the melody. Usually the melody and the words come at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm working, when I'm actually working as a finishing carpenter, when I'm working in the quiet and just doing what I know.
Right. And when your hands are busy.
When my hands are busy, and then my mind can just kind of wander. And, it's kind of like it all swills around up in that big empty box on my head. and then it swings around like, a centrifugal, centrifuge. And then when I get a moment, all the stuff, those ideas that kind of are on the outside, they funnel down. And then usually, I think all the tunes I've ever written, end up knowing them by the time you're writing them.
Right.
You just, for me, I know the tune already, and I just write it like it's an old song I know.
Yeah.
I don't sit there and work at it per se, and like juggle words around. And I mean, a little bit, there's a little bit of editing that goes on. And you rewrite and rewrite, and then once you've done a rewrite, you rewrite that. But to the degree where you're just playing with nuances and just sharpening it. I never really sit down to write a song about whatever, the Civil War, and then research and then
right.
do it that way. Like I don't,
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that way. I guess it happens a little more organically, if at all.
Canlux's yeah. finest. Percussion section, Mr. Ethan. Come on up. Thanks, Ethan.
So he rode right behind Betty O'Brien. Kumashini by the blue moonlight. Your stallions, they wind with the wind. Not a weight and the burden of the coward's grin. By the thousands of dollars, he can smell my touch. By the whiskey and the women who are never enough. Oh, ho, ho, by the fame and fortune of the search. Now that cattle field is gone down. It's gone down. It's gone down. It's gone down.
Michael and Jody, and is that right? Yes, Andaji. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, thanks. Mine goes to 11. And at the same time, I guess I should tell you the story before I wrote the song. Long story short, that was semi autobiographical, but I took parsnips. Parsnips. What's going on? It's the mic. Parsnips, some turnips, a little bit of cauliflower over there. I wrote that tune for my brother.